Yes, indeed. There is a door opening up for everyone here at WWNN 1470 AM, 95.3 FM and 96.9. Mr. Producer, don't let the door hit you on the way out, let me tell you. Okay, so we are going back to the phone lines at 888-565-1470, but I got a special caller to take before your calls because I got a feeling that there's something going on in the planets. And listen, 2020, what was that? So we've had a rough, rocky time. So rocky-docky that I feel like some of us don't even know whether we're coming or going. And we kind of bumped and rolled into 2021. Some of us were still crawling. And the planets, they weren't really helping us. They weren't making us feel very supported. And then we just came out of, and we're still lagging out of, the dreaded Mercury retrograde. So that was February. Now we're coming into March. And I said, well, if I got the saints go marching in, I got to make sure that we're going to be marching forward here. Because I was like saying, Stacy, we really need you every month to give us an update. Stacy Haller, we need to make sure that we're all on the right track because we do not want to get sideswiped. We don't want to get flipped on our head. We are tired of all this rough, rough energy. I sound like a dog begging for its treats, but I got to tell you, I put into call to Stacy. I said, are you ready, Stacy? And she says, Sarah, I got it under control. So let's hear what Stacy has to tell us about our March astrological report. Stacy Haller, how are you tonight?
Excited to talk to you about March tonight.
Good, good, because oh, when the saints go marching in, I'm like, I'm ready to march somewhere. I don't know where I'm going, Stacy. So it's been an interesting Mercury retrograde, and it's been an emotional time for a lot of people. As someone who sits across from people, as I know you do, I have to share with you before we get into the conversation of what's coming. I have had more people having meltdowns, not knowing who they are, crying and ready one step away from the cuckoo's nest more in these past 40 something days than all of 2020. So Stacy, where have we been? What the heck is going on and what's coming?
Well, your topic tonight was so pertinent for what's coming. And it's all about the beliefs, right, and what we want moving forward. And now, coming into March, it's a very rare occurrence, and some years this never happens, but all the planets are direct. Now, I know we're still in the bit of shadow for the Mercury retrograde. That will totally end on the 13th. But every planet, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, they're all direct. So the universe and the planetary energies are helping us to move forward, and it's tied to what we believe in. So when we want to make the changes, the universe is telling us now the changes we want to make, we need to move forward, and they will support us for the long-term changes we want. It's almost like, if I could sing as good as you, I would sing I Could See Clearly Now, because it's like everything is parted, everything is moving direct, and will support what we want. So it has to be tied to what we believe we can do and put the work into it, and the universe is supporting us.
And that journey is something that we can take action with the things that maybe we've been holding off on because of different happenings in the world and maybe the resistance in the planet. So what happens if someone wants to hit the go button? Are we supported? Everything's going to be good?
Yes. In the short answer, yes, but let me explain what that means. I know in the last couple of months, with all the different planets in retrograde, it was forcing us to look at ourselves, to stay inside, like we've all been doing, to look at our lives, to assess. And now, having gone through all the assessments and having gone through the retrograde and having gone through being confined in our homes, in society, now it's lightening up and the universe is saying, okay, now I'm going to support you, but you need to do the work. And it's going to allow us to start to finally be able to make progress instead of looking backwards. So in all areas of our lives, and we could talk about the different planetary energies that are helping us, we could finally move forward. Now, this will go on until almost the end of April. April 27th, Pluto goes back into retrograde. But until then, it's the changes that we want to make, that we could put into progress, the energies are telling us they can be long-lasting. This is not a fleeting moment. This is a moment for us to take our beliefs and be able to move forward.
So, Stacey, let's talk about Pluto for a moment. What does Pluto influence for all of us?
Pluto is the transformation. Pluto is allowing us to make the big changes in our lives, all right? And when Pluto is moving forward, it is forcing us to make those changes. It's giving us the green light over everything that we're doing. So Pluto has been strong all along for us, but now that all the other planets are going direct and the energies are supporting us, it's even stronger than ever. So transformation is in the air. Is allowing us some more freedom. So, for example, everybody wants to know about love. Venus is exalted in Pisces, and it's direct. So relationships could move forward. It's a great month to start a new relationship. It's a great month to go after that person you're thinking about that maybe you weren't approaching before. Go for it. Marriage, relationships, that could all move forward, especially with Venus in Pisces. Now is definitely the time.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about people in a relationship and the relationship's there and it's progressing, but it's just kind of in that moment of it's just there. Is this the time they move forward and they take the next step in the relationship because the momentum will take the relationship to the next level as long as both parties are in favor of that and it will be a favorable engagement or marriage? How does that translate in relationships when we say the planets are like supporting? How does that influence a relationship, particularly in a love relationship?
You're always working on your own journey and with your own natal chart and your blueprint and your karma that you're working out, but the energy is allowing you to move forward in that direction. And it's opening up the energy that you can progress. It's especially a good time to start new things. Now, if you're in a relationship and it's been stagnant, the energy will open up to get some movement there. Now, in your own journey, the right thing may be to move forward and leave that for another relationship that is waiting there for you. But it will open up the airs. Instead of looking backwards in all your relationships, the time is to look forward, and you'll be supported in that way. But it's an especially good time to start new ones. If you're single and you wanted to go after that person that you liked, do it now. If you were thinking about marriage, now is the time that you can move forward. So I will always say our own journeys are very individual, and that's when we go to our own individual horoscopes and natal charts. Mm-hmm. But the overall energy that Venus exalted in Pisces this month is really allowing us to move forward in a really positive direction. And anything new that we start can be long-lasting.
So let's also talk about Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde was an interesting one this past few weeks. And now we've got the lag of the little bit of the shadow of the Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. So what may have come up for people in these past few weeks, and I know it's dependent on people's natal charts and what their personal journeys are, what are some of the aspects that may have come up for people during Mercury retrograde that now they can take action? And I'm going to, before you answer the question, I'm going to say something else. So we had a caller a little while ago, Steve in Broward County. And Steve was questioning his moving forward and direction because he was looking at his history. And a few minutes ago, I heard you say, you know, now is not the time to look back at your past failures and where you've been. It's your time to set your sights moving forward. But I know, as I said to you in the beginning of this contact tonight, that people were going through a lot of emotional things. So what did this Mercury retrograde bring to the forefront that now, in order to go direct, people need to pay attention to or focus on letting go so they can make this movement in a forward motion? Because we all know we as humans are our own worst enemies at times. So what can you share on with that, please?
Well, when we were talking about the Mercury retrograde last month in particular, we talked about that it was in Aquarius. And Aquarius is our thinking, the way we think. And Aquarius is generally a forward thinking, new in the future. But in the retrograde, it made us analyze where we've been. What have we been doing? What could we do differently? You know, it's the re-month, rethink, redo. So that's when everybody was looking back and going through, what have I been through? What do I want? What's been happening? But as we're moving out of the retrograde, and Mercury's going to be moving into Pisces on the 16th. So it's going to allow us to then stop looking at the past, taking the evaluations that we did. What did we draw out of the retrograde? What did we learn in reevaluating the things we were looking at? And what could we do differently to actually make it happen? We're going to be moving from the thinking to the feeling, into Pisces, into making it happen. And that'll keep us moving forward. So I'm not surprised to hear that we were all kind of looking at where we've been and what's going on and get buried into some of the things that we were not happy about going on. But it was a time to take a look to figure out, what could we change? What do we want to do differently moving forward? And as we come out of the shadow and as we're moving from Aquarius into Pisces with Mercury, that will allow us to be able to take more action into what we want to do and to make the changes after we've done our evaluation.
And this will assist us in the major transformation. So I'm going to just skip us ahead a bit, Stacey, because I know my listeners and I know we all like to kind of anticipate what's coming. So we're going to seize the opportunity of all the planets being direct. And Pluto, planet of transformation, is kind of really pushing us down the path. What may we pay attention to the most with Pluto as we get ready for the end of April? When you said it goes retrograde, and I know, okay, you'll say that's April's report, but we want to capitalize on this movement. How could we get caught off guard with the planet Pluto if we don't focus on what areas? Because when Pluto goes retrograde, what is that going to do to shift us all in our transformative time?
It will slow us down to reconsider again, but while Pluto's energy is strong right now, it's in Capricorn. Capricorn is material, real things, earthly things, things that we can make happen. So it's very grounding since it's in Capricorn. So I would say the opportunity now, with Pluto being direct in Capricorn, is the time to start to make those changes, take the steps. The pedal meets the metal. And then at the end of April, it will slow us down again to take a look at what we've been doing and to reassess as before we move forward again. But it's interesting that it is in Capricorn, because that will give us the ability to actually make things happen right now.
Right, and Capricorn also represents accountability, correct?
Yes. Well, Capricorn's ruled by Saturn, so yes, it's the responsibility, but it's also very tangible. It's very earthly. It's very material. So it's not just esoteric. It's the transformation can really convert into real things in your everyday life.
And then in business, those who are ready to make a change in work or career, or someone who wants to start a new business or recognize they need to let go of a business so that something new can start, this transformative time with Pluto, Capricorn being tangible, tactical, things I can actualize, these will all be very well supported as well, because we also know there's a lot of people coming out of this pandemic that talk about transformation, Stacey. They are forced to transform themselves. And that requires a new direction, new career, letting go of a business, or taking a business in a new direction, opening a new aspect of business. Share with us what they can look forward to, because many people listening are at exactly that moment.
And I speak to people all the time, too. A lot of us are in that situation. Well, I will tell you, along with Pluto, Mars is in Gemini. And it's direct also. So with Mars in Gemini, the air sign, the thinking sign, that will let us plans move ahead. So it's also, it is a great time to start a new job, to start a new career, to make those changes, a new project. So the energy is supporting those changes. I know many of us have been evaluating what to do, what new business, what new project, how am I going to maneuver my life for the next steps. So certainly Mars is also supporting it, and the changes that we could make now and the new projects and the new careers we could move to are also highlighted by Jupiter in Aquarius, which is going to give us the opportunity and the good fortune to make it long term. The message is we have to do the work. Right. It's not just going to happen to us, and I think it's tied to believing we can. But between Mars and Jupiter, for sure, the changes we make or the new projects or the new jobs or the new directions we move to within the next month and a half will be definitely supported for the long-term success.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Stacey. And how can everyone reach you, Stacey, if they want to know what their individual journey is, particularly regarding their career, their life, and maybe even this new love energy that's kind of percolating around, since it is unique to each individual? How can they learn more about their own individual natal chart?
You could reach me at destinyinthestars.com. You could go on site there, send me an email, ask me a question, see the different things that we could look at for every individual. Because it's wonderful when we talk about all the energies that affect all of us. But then individually we could talk about, well, where exactly in my life is that affecting me right now? So I welcome anyone to come and chat, reach out to me, destinyinthestars.com.
Okay, thank you so much, Stacey, for joining us. As we march on in a new direction with all planets going direct, can't wait to hear what's going to be coming up in April. Thank you always for taking time to share your wisdom and insight in astrology with all of us. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye for now.
Bye, Sarah. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
888-565-1470. You were listening to Stacey Holler. DestinyInTheStars.com is where you can learn more about your astrological natal chart and ask Stacey a question.